Cyber hackers could sell off stolen HSE data for years is the main headline for the Irish Independent this morning. Above detail that a security expert has warned that the personal records stolen in the HSE cyber attack will be used for years to scam and blackmail people as they are sold on to different criminal gangs. According to the paper, Ronan Murphy, the chief executive of the cybersecurity firm SmartTech247, says some information was likely to be uploaded to the dark web today, just to show that the gang behind the attack still has teeth. Elsewhere on that front page, the story of the forced landing of a Ryanair passenger plane in Belarus after authorities there told the flight crew there was a potential security threat on board. Taoiseach Micheál Martin described the operation to detain the journalist and opposition activist Roman Pratosevich as absolutely unacceptable. The intercepted flight is on the front page of the Irish Times and indeed most of the papers this morning, but the continued reopening of the country is the lead for the Times, with detail that the government will make a very significant decision on Friday to restore society to its pre-pandemic status by allowing the reopening of aviation, indoor hospitality and sport and live cultural events by the end of July. Reopening is the main news for the Irish Daily Star this morning too, which focuses on publicans' calls for indoor drinking to be allowed from the beginning of that month. 1st of July is the headline there. Across pages 2 and 3 of The Independent, the writer Sophie White reflects on the Deirdre Morley case and her own personal experience of being a mother with bipolar 2 disorder. In the piece, which was originally published on the Rogue Collective website, Sophie argues that action must be taken to improve our mental health services now. She writes, "Depression and anxiety get a lot of space in the cultural conversation because often people with these illnesses can advocate for themselves to a degree, and that's right and good. However, other illnesses are so often sidelined in the awareness campaigns. I've sat in hospitals with people who were unable to hold a conversation, much less speak about their experiences, and they are so erased from this conversation." Housing plan will have no impact for years is the page one lead for the Irish Examiner. Paul Hosford writes that the government's plan to protect home buyers from competing with institutional investors will have no impact for up to 3 years, with up to €1 billion worth of homes pre-sold to cuckoo funds. And elsewhere on that front page, the Examiner reports that the Ombudsman for Children has strongly criticised a local authority over conditions at a halting site, which are described as shocking and deplorable. In a report called No End in Sight, several children characterised their living circumstances there. One said, "Walking up to school, you see all the rats. They would be running up and down the walls of the trailer." And finally, the lead photograph for the Irish Times this morning shows happy-looking fans sticking their heads out of an attic window near Pearse Stadium in Salthill to watch the Galway footballers beat Roscommon yesterday. In his match report, Keith Duggan writes that it was not a game that will be spoken of in 20 days, let alone 20 years. But for Galway, it was just the tonic.